Why am I here today? This is a good question to ask this Easter morning as we're here in church. So many times we just do the things in our life without reflecting on them. Everyone, of course, is always welcome in the church. Nobody is forced to come, so it is a free decision. Why did I make that decision today? There are a variety of different answers that we would get to this question if we went around the church and asked. Some are here because it's Easter, and this is what we do on this holiday. They would say, my family has this tradition of going to Mass on Easter Sunday, and so that's why I'm here. Going deeper, they may say, I was raised or baptized Catholic, and so I should go to Mass on Easter, right? Others, they would respond differently. They would say, well, I guess I believe in Christianity. I enjoy listening to Jesus' words. Or going to church brings me some comfort, but I'm not totally sure about it. Still others would respond that they are convinced that Jesus is Lord. The sacraments and their faith are the most important things in their life. They would freely admit that they have struggled at times with various temptations or trials in their life. But when asked, they would confidently state, I completely identify myself as a Catholic Christian. Each one of us has or has had what we call an empty tomb experience. This is what Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John had in the Gospel today at that first Easter morning. They came to the tomb fully expecting to find the body of a brutally beaten man. But what they discovered, this changed their life forever. The tomb is empty. Burial cloths are lying there. In reality, the tomb is still empty. No body has ever been found. This is the physical or historical evidence that something very special happened. But still others would, and still do, say that the body was taken and it was burned or destroyed. The real empty tomb experience occurs when we are at the end of our rope in our life. We cry out to Jesus, and something miraculous happens. Something changes for us. A physical miracle? Maybe. But more often, it is an equally powerful feeling of complete peace, the resolve of a complex problem, or a new door that opens up in our lives. At this moment, without our parents, family, or friends there, each person must alone dare to walk into that empty tomb. When we walk inside, we are staring at an experience of the supernatural. Something beyond nature has happened. Evidence is present to us that there is something to this Jesus and this church thing. What happens next? This is an individual free choice that no one can make for us. Is this going to be my faith? Or remain something vaguely connected to me by family, friends, good feelings, or memories? It is our choice. Go back to our old way of life or live for Jesus. The tomb is empty. Jesus either is a very manipulative, crazy miracle worker who convinced billions of people to follow him for 2,000 years, or he is simply the God-man. If Jesus is both God and man, then something beyond this world happened that first Holy Week. Something amazing. God offered up his own Son to be sacrificed to ransom us from our sins. Having conquered death and Satan, this Jesus rose from the dead. The resurrection is the biggest event in the history of the world. If we choose to believe that Jesus is both Lord and Savior, it will change everything. Our perspective on each moment of our lives must be ordered to the beautiful message of the Gospel. Our lives here on earth are meant to prepare us and others for eternity with the Lord. All things are possible for the one who rose from the dead. But fundamentally, this is and must always be a choice of the individual. No one can make this for us. The tomb is empty. Go in, venture in. Examine the evidence. Look at the beauty of his teachings. Pay attention to the life and the works of his saints throughout the centuries. And make a choice. Easter faith, or go back to living as we did before. The tomb is empty, and this makes all the difference.